Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Art of the Start 2.0, Guy Kawasaki, a renowned venture capitalist and one of the original Apple employees responsible for marketing the Macintosh in 1984, revisits and revitalizes his classic guide to entrepreneurship, innovation, and personal growth. This updated edition is tailored for the modern landscape, incorporating the massive changes in business and technology that have occurred since the first edition. Kawasaki imparts his wisdom and experiences, delivering an indispensable handbook for anyone looking to start a project, business, or movement. With its no-nonsense approach and practical advice, the book is a comprehensive roadmap for conceiving, launching, and scaling a successful venture, emphasizing the real-world challenges and triumphs of entrepreneurship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the importance of starting right. Guy Kawasaki underscores the significance of beginning any venture with a solid foundation. This involves having a clear value proposition, understanding your target market, and setting realistic goals. The inception of a venture is crucial because it sets the direction and tone for everything that follows. Kawasaki emphasizes the need for relentless focus on product or service quality, customer satisfaction, and continuous improvement. He advises entrepreneurs to stay lean, prioritize tasks, and be agile in response to feedback and market changes. It's not just about having a great idea, but about executing it in a way that addresses a genuine need in the market, thereby creating value not just for the entrepreneur, but for customers and society at large. Secondly, building a team. Kawasaki delves into the critical aspect of assembling a team that shares your vision and passion. A harmonious team with diverse skills and perspectives is indispensable for any successful venture. He outlines strategies for attracting talent, fostering a collaborative culture, and sustaining motivation over the long haul. Leadership is portrayed not just as a position of power, but as a role of service and responsibility towards team members. Trust, respect, and effective communication are highlighted as key ingredients of a productive team environment. Moreover, Kawasaki stresses the importance of adaptability and resilience among team members, encouraging a mindset of learning from failures and persisting despite obstacles. Thirdly, mastering the pitch. Pitching is an art and science that Kawasaki expounds with practical insights and actionable advice. Whether it's to investors, customers, or potential partners, effectively communicating your idea is pivotal. He showcases the elements of a compelling pitch: clarity, conciseness, and the ability to convey the unique value proposition of your venture. Kawasaki also highlights the significance of storytelling in making an emotional connection with your audience. Besides verbal communication, he touches upon the importance of nonverbal cues and the overall presentation style. Mastering the pitch is not just about persuading others, but also about demonstrating your commitment, vision, and the potential impact of your venture. Fourthly, the art of branding and marketing. In this digital age, branding and marketing are more important than ever. Kawasaki explores innovative strategies for building a strong brand identity and effectively reaching your target audience. He emphasizes the power of social media and content marketing as tools for engaging with customers and creating a community around your brand. The importance of authenticity and consistency in your brand's messaging is underscored, along with the need for adaptability in fast-changing market environments. Kawasaki encourages entrepreneurs to think creatively about marketing, leveraging both online and offline channels to maximize visibility and impact. Lastly, scaling your venture. Scaling a business is fraught with challenges, but Kawasaki provides a blueprint for growth that balances ambition with strategic planning. He discusses the importance of understanding your market's nuances, anticipating customer needs, and innovating continuously. Financing growth, managing resources wisely, and maintaining quality and culture as you grow are highlighted as key considerations. Kawasaki also addresses the challenges of entering new markets, advising on strategies for competitive differentiation and sustainable expansion. The goal is not just to grow, but to do so in a manner that reinforces your brand's values and market position. In conclusion, Guy Kawasaki's Art of the Start 2.0 is an essential read for aspiring entrepreneurs, business leaders, and anyone interested in the dynamics of starting and growing a successful venture. Kawasaki's pragmatic advice, born out of decades of experience, is both inspirational and instructive. This book is particularly beneficial for those embarking on entrepreneurial journeys, offering them tools and insights to navigate the complex landscape of innovation and competition. Additionally, professionals at any career stage can find value in its wisdom on leadership, teamwork, and personal growth. Kawasaki's guidance helps imbue readers with the confidence and skills needed to make a meaningful impact in their endeavors, making Art of the Start 2.0 a guide that enriches both vocational and personal lives. If you would like to support Guy Kawasaki, Guy Kawasaki, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.